4 HKX, mobile. Patrick, N 4 ZLK, mobile. Hope you had a good day of rest. Hope you had a good day at work. Hope everything went well. It's a little slow, but other than that, good. See you out here. Yes, I've been enjoying a beautiful day.
KN4 TFW.
Yeah, better than those days of raining like yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, Shane. Hey, Patrick.
And you get to enjoy the rest of the afternoon. What are you complaining about?
Around in the plant, outside the plant and that, so I got to see a little bit of it, but it sure was windy.
Head over where I was at today. A little bit when I got home. I know we talked about it. Just kind of going through the trees, but I didn't notice any. I mean, there was no leaves down or anything, no limbs, and it's calm now.
Over here.
They're rising over there.
That big old rebel flag was flying straight out. I'm at the 85, business 85 on the south end.
I'm up there every night. I guess it's dark when I get there. I never noticed the flag. I'm not sure where it is.
85, business 85 on the north end.
Back to 4. I'm glad they finally got that done.
At a dead stop on 290 for about 30 minutes today. It's going to be bad.
Any installation?
They're making her all the way from 25 down to St. Mark Road and out to Wade Hampton.
Well, back roads, nobody uses those.
Nobody but, you know,
what,
a couple, 10, 15,000 a day.
Okay.
Good, uneventful, just the way I like it. Got a little bit busy in the afternoon. Everybody coming up at the last second, oh, I need this and this and this. So, but other than that, it was good.
Being uneventful is a good thing.
Yeah, real low stress. That's the way I like it. I had 22 years of that high stress.
Office somewhere on a high rise?
Down there in Piedmont doing maintenance, but I was tied to them with the phone. You know, they call you at all hours.
Hybrid Cal, I remember that now.
Isn't so good now.
West employees, you know, you just kind of go downhill.
They got bought out, and I guess about everybody that I worked with is gone now.
You might be interested to know that we don't have our quail anymore.
In the freezer?
I was trying to get them. I said I could place them all around the house and then you'd never forget them.
Did he?
Pennsylvania and our daughter and son-in-law were coming over to take care of them. And he meets with a guy on a regular basis who's a young couple, and they've, you know, getting a little farm together, got a few chickens and a couple goats and a cow, and he was telling them about having to go over and, you know, feed the quail, and Connor said, his friend said, man, I'd love to find some quail, and Connor texted that to Beth, and she said, tell him, if he wants them, he can have them, and they were there in 2 hours, the whole caboodle was gone.
Turned up pretty quick. It's a never-ending battle, right?
They'd lay one a day during the summertime, but they haven't laid since, probably October, maybe even earlier. And I'm not sure when they're going to start back up. And you only get a couple years out of them, from what I understand, and that's not even guaranteed.
I'm going to have to bail out of here. I'm crossing the state line. Good to talk to both of you, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning, Shane. Hey, Ken, I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Hope you have a good day. I could probably go to 285 if you want to.
If you can make it.
We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
WQSY. KO4HKX, QSY 285.